This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. A number of celebrities will make appearances at this weekend's Comicpalooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. Among them, three notable Star Trek alums, Anson Mount and Rebecca Romijn, who portray Captain Christopher Pike and First Officer Una Chin Reilly on the Paramount Plus series Star Trek Strange New Worlds, and actor Christopher Lloyd, who played Commander Krug, the villain from the 1984 original series film Star Trek III. The Search for Spock. That film was the subject of a special live celebration and send-up back in 2019 right here in Houston, presented by Ben Harrison and Adam Pranica. They're the hosts of the Maximum Fun comedy podcast, The Greatest Generation. The pair billed Greatest Gen as a Star Trek The Next Generation podcast that, unlike many other Trek fan podcasts, was hosted by two guys who were frankly a little embarrassed to be Star Trek fans. Not too embarrassed, though, to work their way episode by episode through the entire 7-season run of TNG. After goofing their way through those, the pair moved on to other Star Trek series, both past and present, and some of the movies as well, including Star Trek III, which is generally remembered as the best of the bad Star Trek movies. So it's right up Adam and Ben's alley. I spoke with them ahead of their 2019 Houston show about it. Ben Harrison, Adam Pranica, welcome to Houston Matters.
Thank you for having
us. Hey, thanks.
You characterize your show as a Star Trek podcast by two guys who are a little embarrassed to host a Star Trek podcast. Why a little embarrassed?
Well, I think when we started, we just didn't want to admit to anybody that that's what we were doing. And then when the show caught on and it sort of became our main job, as it were, you know, now we have to suffer the ignominy of, you know, going to holiday functions with our wives' families and, you know, trying to answer the question, what do you do for a living? And it is really hard to explain, A, what a podcast is, and B, why yelling at each other about Star Trek once a week is the main way we earn a living.
That's really it. It's like not only does everyone have a podcast and you have the choice about what to make your podcast about, we have made the choice to make ours about Star Trek as well. So it hurts. It hurts especially around the holidays.
Ben, you mentioned it's difficult to explain to your wife's family. How about, and since you're both married, how do your wives feel about this becoming a near all-consuming part of your professional life?
I think my wife is slightly more cool with it than Adam's, maybe.
Yeah, my wife doesn't listen, and I think that helps our marriage quite a bit.
Mine has come to a few live shows. She also doesn't listen, but she's at least voiced some pride in the fact that I've found a thing to do for a living that I like.
Yeah, and when you talk about making a living, like, there's no small amount of incredulity to a hardworking spouse getting up in the morning and commuting to work, and yeah. Her husband remaining at home to watch Star Trek episodes and then record shows about them with his friend.
Yeah, my wife is an attorney and Adam's wife is a very successful businesswoman. So the Venus and Mars stuff has gotten really extreme in our households over the last couple of years.
Right.
I will say, I think this is the first context I can think of where the response, my wife doesn't listen and that strengthened our marriage, has been uttered.
Right.
It's the truth.
I like the fact that the two of you don't take yourselves or Star Trek in its many iterations too seriously, while still clearly being fans of it all. Do you ever worry you're doing something that's maybe too irreverent, or is there really not such a thing?
No, I think the thing that keeps Ben and I grounded, and I think the thing that makes our show really good, is that we just proceed from the premise of, can you make the co-host laugh at what you're saying? And I think as long as we do that, we're making a show that we really like to make. And as far as the irreverence goes, like, we never want to be the sort of show. I read a review of our show that went something like, it's the sort of show that doesn't make you feel bad for not knowing a thing. We're not like, oh, surprised you didn't know that about this episode type of hosts. That, to me, never seems like a very fun thing to listen to. And it's certainly not funny to do to each other. So as long as we keep each other laughing, I think that's the sort of show we like making, and it's the sort of show that people like hearing.
We've made a lot of jokes about we don't do research, we don't know anything about what we're talking about, and I mean, like, that's also good for a laugh, and a lot of times true, but we both come from a filmmaking background, so we have a lot of fun talking about, like, the technique involved in making the show and the way the productions may have worked. And it sort of boils down to two friends sitting around, you know, after an episode of something and talking about it. And I think a lot of people, like, that's their experience of Star Trek. Like, part of the fun is digging into each episode with a friend and tearing it apart from every angle. And that's something we have a lot of fun doing. And I think that that's why people connected with the show.
You can find lots of podcasts out there of people talking about television shows, but they seem to be often very insider or experts, or, you know, they're bowing down to their gods or something right, about yeah. it that is just, that sort of shuts you out as a listener. And what sticks out to me about your podcast is that you don't really need to know all that much about Star Trek to enjoy the fact that these are two friends talking through this shared experience and having a laugh about it.
Yeah, we hear it a lot when we meet people who listen to the show, which is something we do after every time we do a live show. People say that they enjoy the friendship maybe most of all.
I've also just never really listened to that many podcasts about TV shows. So I don't, maybe it's just that we didn't have any influences going in. We just knew that there were other people doing similar things, but I never looked to any of those as reference material for whatever reason. Probably just hubris, I guess.
Right.
What other than hubris led you to do this in the first place?
I think we thought of it as training wheels. Adam and I have been friends for a few years now, and when we met, we immediately started talking about creative projects we might do together. And this came up as a, we'll try this for a minute. And then, you know, once we kind of have some reps under our belt and know what we're doing, we can start a real podcast. And the fact that it became a real podcast was kind of a surprise to both of us. And like, we've kind of re-fallen in love with the idea several times over the years.
Yeah, I think it's really helped us never to treat this project too preciously. I think it's freed us up to be the kind of irreverent show that we are. Like, we were never using the show as a job application for anything else. We never thought anyone would listen to it. And I think that's made us the independent Star Trek podcast that we are. And I think people trust us, like, to have opinions about the thing that aren't about trying to make ourselves into experts or get us onto official Star Trek media in any way. Like, it's a couple of guys talking honestly about a thing they love, and that is occasionally not always great.
To that end, you are coming to Houston to send up Star Trek III: The Search for Spock. I've always thought of that film as the best of the worst Trek movies. Is that your take as well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to reveal too early what our opinions of the film are, but it is kind of the weird middle child of the trilogy between Wrath of Khan and The Voyage Home. We've done the show live a few times now in a few other cities, and we're having a ton of fun doing it. It's a really weird movie to talk about. And so we've made a weird and really funny show that I think complements it really nicely.
Well, you may not give away too much about it, but I guess what I would say about it is that it really has everything you want in an original series cast film. You've got Shatner's pause acting, a starship heist, a scenery-chewing villain, questionable special effects, and of course, eventually Spock. What more could you ask for, really?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that stuff is revealed in the trailer. Like, they show the Starship Enterprise being destroyed in the trailer. They show Spock in the trailer. And I don't know what in 1984 they thought was going to be a fun surprise in the film at that point. I think it's maybe better as a Trek thing than it is as a film. Like, if you just stand it up as a film, it's maybe not great. But I think it's one of my favorite weird installments in the Trek saga.
Yeah, and I think its weirdness and its flaws lends itself to the sort of conversation we like to have.
Have you thought about how your general embarrassment of your Trek fandom and parlaying a bit of a lark into a career parallels what happened to the original cast of Star Trek? It's sort of the gift that keeps on giving in some ways.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the galaxy questification of our show is definitely a thing where we make the podcast and now we're taking it out on the road. And maybe that came more as a surprise to the original series cast. They didn't realize the Pandora's box that they had opened up in terms of fandom, because I think Star Trek is one of the original kind of geek fandoms out there. And that's a fandom that was like really spearheaded by, you know, people that felt like they'd never seen a television show that really spoke to them. And so this cast that got into it because they were actors that were cast in a thing are suddenly beloved and getting paid handsomely to go to conventions all over the country every year. And I think that the fandom is now a known quantity. And so when you start a Star Trek thing, you hope that some of that fandom will notice you, basically. And we're very lucky to have had that be true. We talked to Larry Nemechek, who's a noted Star Trek expert. He goes by the moniker Dr. Star Trek, and he came to a live show of ours in LA one year and said, "I knew that these fans were out there somewhere, and I had never found them before tonight." Like, there are the fans that go to kind of experience the convention in a, you know, total of veneration experience, but there's also the fans that like to goof around and be silly like us. And it was fun to see somebody that has known about this fandom for so long, like, see the code cracked in that way.
Yeah, and I just think I'll be better able to answer that question after we have entire conventions centered around our podcast.
Ben Harrison and Adam Pranica host the Greatest Generation podcast. Ben, Adam, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having us.
I spoke with Ben Harrison and Adam Pranica in 2019. They are still producing their podcasts, sending up and celebrating new episodes of Paramount Plus series like Star Trek Discovery, Lower Decks, and Strange New Worlds under the podcast series titled Greatest Trek. Star Trek III alum Christopher Lloyd will make an appearance at this weekend's Comic Palooza, as will Strange New Worlds cast members Anson Mount and Rebecca Romijn.